between 1915 and 1918, which he intended to be performed as a set, with the main roles shared out between one group of singers. He loathed seeing them separated, so he'd certainly approve of the new complete production premiered at the end of last year by the Bavarian State Opera Orchestra and Chorus, conducted by Kirill Petrenko, to considerable acclaim. The trilogy opens with Il Tabarro, The Cloak, which is set in Paris in 1910, amongst the boatmen and stevedores who work along the Seine. The barge owner Michele, sung by Wolfgang Koch, suspects his wife Georgetta, Eva Maria Vesbrook, of being unfaithful to him. In fact, she's involved with the stevedore Luigi, sung by Jung-hun Lee. Michele has poignant memories of his child with his wife. The child is now dead, but the happy days when all three of them used to shelter under his cloak for warmth is still in his mind. He wants to repair his marriage, but tragedy strikes when Luigi sees the flare of the match Michele has struck to light his pipe and mistakes it for a signal from Georgetta that he should go to her. He encounters the jealous Michele and they fight, a struggle that ends with Luigi lying dead on the deck of the barge. When Georgetta timidly returns, hoping to be forgiven by her husband, she's confronted by the horrible sight of her lover's corpse as Michele roughly unrolls the body from his cloak at her feet.
Oh, Un uomo non sei di buon umore, che cucinate.
Poi lo so bene, tu non mi batti.
Prima primavera. E dovresti.
Hai silenzio, hai cassite.
Thank you. Oh, ringraziarvi d'avermi tenuto. Poi volevo pregarvi, se lo potete fare, di portarmi a Ruo e a farmi sbarcare.
A Ruo? Ma sei matto? La noce che miseria, ti troveresti peggio.
Sta bene, allora resto.
suoi dolori, ma per noi di una bagassa. Beve per non uccidere.
Thank you. Sgualdrina.
Thank you.
Thank you.
shattering conclusion to Puccini's Il Tabarro, The Cloak, the first part of his operatic triptych with Wolfgang Koch, Jung-Hun Lee and Eva Maria Westbrook as the doomed participants in this murderous emotional triangle. Kirill Petrenko conducted the Bavarian State Opera Chorus and Orchestra. The second part of Il Trittico is set in a completely different world, the rarefied surroundings of a convent, but there's still plenty of passion and emotion seething beneath the apparently tranquil surface. Emanuela Jaho is in the title role as Sister Angelica, who was sent to the convent after giving birth to an illegitimate child 7 years before. As the other nuns indulge in gossip about her and her wealthy family, a visitor arrives, the princess, Sister Angelica's aunt, sung by Michaela Schuster. She wants Angelica to sign away her rights to her inheritance in favour of her younger sister, who's getting married, to a man prepared to overlook the shame brought upon the family by Angelica's perceived sin. Angelica says she's repented fully, but she can't forgive the Virgin Mary for allowing her child to be taken from her. When the princess reveals that the little boy has died of a fever, a distraught Angelica signs the inheritance document and, once alone, descends into frantic grief. Making a potion of poisonous herbs, she drinks it in hopes of their reunion. But suicide is a sin, and suddenly realising what she's done, she begs forgiveness of the Virgin Mary. Her prayers are answered. As she dies, she sees a vision of the Virgin and of her own son running forwards to embrace her.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Puccini's sister Angelica dies with a joyous vision of her long-lost son, ending the second part of Il Trittico. Emanuela Jaho sang the title role in this Bavarian state opera performance. She was acclaimed in one review as surely one of the greatest singing actors of our time, with high praise too for the rest of the cast and for the playing of the exceptional Bavarian State Orchestra. Well, the final part of Puccini's Il Trittico, Gianni Schicchi, is the best known of the three acts. It's a comedy, the story of a family thrown into turmoil after the death of one Buozzo Donati. His grasping relatives are desperate to get their hands on the will to see whether it's true that Donati left his money to the local monastery. When it's found by Rinuccio, one of the distant relatives, he won't hand it over until his aunt Zita agrees to let him marry Gianni Schicchi's daughter, Loretta. Zita says that'll be fine, but promptly withdraws permission when the document confirms all her worst fears. The money will go to the monastery. Rinuccio sends for the family fixer, Gianni Schicchi, but he refuses to help. It's left to Loretta to win him over with the famous O mio babbino caro. And Schicchi's solution is ingenious. Since no one outside the family knows yet that Donati has actually died, Schicchi will impersonate him and dictate a new will, deciding who gets what between the family with a bit to the monastery. Eagerly, everybody agrees, and it's all tied up by the notary. Only for the cunning Schicchi to leave the property to himself and boot the rapacious relatives out of the house as soon as the lawyer's gone. Now he can give his daughter a dowry and she can marry Rinuccio. Surely, Schicchi thinks, the best way to use Donati's money.
Thank you.
genes mezzo.
Per cambiarlo, per girarlo,
addolcirlo.
Oh, Simone, Simone.
Tu sei più vecchio.
Tu sei arrischato con le stasce, vecchio.
C'è una persona sola che ci può consigliare, forse salvare.
Chi?
Fa di figli.
Tanta perdita,
mia anima commossa,
e tu che
cappelletto, ma se ti obbedite. Chi può essere? Ah,
può essere che mi lascia il dottore.
Guardate che passi, ditemi qualche cosa, che cosa è migliorato e che arrivo.
Thank you. ebbe solo più venne solo spalto e sta fucendio volete dare a me io mi ringrazio
Thank you. Firenze. Addio Firenze, addio cielo.
Oh. preparata.
5 lire.
Ah!
Se i quadrini di Guoso potevano finire meglio di così.
Per questa bizzarria han cacciato all'inferno. E così sia. Ma con licenza del gran padre Dante, se stasera vi siete divertiti, concedetemi voi l'attenuante.
The wily Jenny Skiki triumphs at the end of Puccini's Il Trittico. In this Bavarian state opera production, Jenny Skiki was Ambrogio Maestri, Lauretta Rosa Fiola, Zita was Michaela Schuster, and Renuccio Pavel Breslik. Kirill Petrenko conducted the Bavarian state opera chorus and orchestra. Well, our Opera on Three on Saturday at 6:30 is George Benjamin's Lessons in Love and Violence, recorded at the Royal Opera House Covent Garden, conducted by the composer. And next Thursday's opera matinee and afternoon concert is Gounod's last opera, Le Tribut de Zamora, set in 10th century Spain and helping to mark Gounod's 200th birthday later in June. Well, back to this Thursday. I'm Penny Gore and this is Afternoon Concert, where all this week I'm featuring performances by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, and it's back to the orchestra now for a clarinet concerto by Mark David Bowden, which had its world premiere in March, with the orchestra's principal clarinet Robert Plain as soloist and Jacques van Steen conducting. Here's the composer himself introducing it to the audience for that world premiere at BBC Hoddenott Hall in Cardiff.
I think when I started the piece, I was trying to look for something that Rob and I might have in common, just as a starting point for the piece. And yeah, I was doing a lot of running last year. Rob's a very good marathon runner as well, and it just seemed that there were a lot of musical metaphors that I might be able to explore. And then I also used kind of the concept of marathon running, I guess, to sort of inform the structure of the overall piece a little bit. So Adrenaline, I think, very much speaks for itself. Rob opens with sort of slightly nervous gestures in the clarinet part. Then the second movement is possibly even wilder in some respects, mm-hmm. and there's a huge amount of virtuosity in the orchestra. The third movement is very calm. It's kind of two variations that are intertwined, and I called it Threshold, and there's this kind of concept in running that you reach a certain point and you kind of pass your pain barrier. and once you pass your pain barrier, supposedly you can feel like you can run forever to some extent. And then the final movement is quite wild, both again for the orchestra and for Rob in that final movement.
Thank you. Thank you.
Robert Plain was the soloist in the world premiere of Mark David Bowden's Clarinet Concerto, performed with Jacques van Steen conducting the BBC National Orchestra of Wales at Hoddenott Hall in Cardiff in March. Do join me tomorrow for more from the orchestra in afternoon concert from 2 o'clock, when I'll be starting with a concert of Mozart, Brahms and Richard Strauss, conducted by Otto Tausk.
Hear her.
See myself as a feminist, definitely.
If you believe in equal rights for men and women, if you think that all people are equal, then you're a feminist.
I mean, I personally think everybody should be a feminist. To me, simply it means that you just want equality and people are people, regardless of gender.
Hear Her, a season of women's voices across the BBC.
To find out more, go to bbc.co.uk/hearher.
This is BBC Radio 3, the time coming up to 5 o'clock. It's time for InTune with Sean Rafferty.
And a very good afternoon to you. We have a new youthful and five-star duo, Beethoven and Ravel, tonight. A BBC Cardiff Singer of the World with Mahler and a birthday tribute to Telemann on recorder. That's all after the BBC News with Zeb Soans.
The United States is pressing ahead with plans to impose tariffs on steel and aluminium imported from the EU, Canada and Mexico. The duties of 25% on steel and 10% on aluminium will come into force at midnight. The European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said it was a bad day for world trade. The government here called it deeply disappointing. The US Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said the door was still open for negotiations. Diplomatic efforts are continuing around the world to revive a planned summit between the US and North Korea. President Trump says discussions have been positive and he expects to receive a letter from the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un tomorrow. In Pyongyang, the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has met Mr. Kim for the first time and invited him to visit Moscow. Chelsea Football Club has halted £1 billion plans to redevelop its Stamford Bridge Stadium. The club's owner, Roman Abramovich, made the decision after experiencing delays in getting his British visa renewed. The club says it's unsure of when or if the plan will be resurrected. Consumer groups have welcomed plans by the Financial Conduct Authority to curb excessive credit interest charges, but say they could go further. The financial watchdog is proposing a cap on the repayments demanded by firms that provide services such as doorstep loans and electrical appliances on credit. The watchdog stops short of recommending a limit on bank overdraft charges. The original map of Winnie the Pooh's 100-acre wood is being put up for sale. E.H. Shepherd's original 1926 sketch introduced readers to the world of Christopher Robin and his woodland friends in the first book of the series. It's expected to sell for as much as £150,000 when it goes under the hammer at Sotheby's in July. And the weather, a showery evening for most of the UK, but most places should stay dry with a lot of cloud and mist. Wales and the West Midlands will see thundery outbreaks with torrential downpours in some places. BBC News and Weather at 3 minutes past five.
Seb said thank you. Don't forget to take your poo sticks with you. Our dazzling duo tonight, the brilliant pairing of the young violinist Hyun Park and the young pianist Benjamin Grosvenor. They're playing live shortly, as is the young champion of the recorder Tabia Debus. The great mezzo Katharina Cornelius joins me from Belfast later too. That is your cast.